Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, coming up at 4:30, your guess is as good as mine. Our categories, the cities with the most expensive groceries. Yes, you're living in one of them. And the states with the biggest obesity problems. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30, right after emails on our question, what was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Why are you running?
Oh. Back in the day when I was in the military, I was stuck in a top secret post. Everything was kind of lame duck. So if you wanted something hot, you had to go off post. So me and my buddy Mike decided to go into Juarez, Mexico. And this is before it was like murder capital of the world. And so we decided to go to a whorehouse. And, yeah, there's that.
Yeah,
and then,
why not?
You're there.
Well, went in Rome. So we... went to this place, and at the time, this whorehouse had these umbrellas, and each one had a number. So what you had to do is number, then you can call that area or that person and try and make a deal. So we made this deal with this gal, and that's also at the same time I found out that my friend Mike had, like, the smallest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, Mike.
Like a micro. And so,
why is Mike catching straight?
Wait, hold on.
Because he can't believe how small Mike's penis
was. So I'm going to say that you decided to split the difference on this. So you both were going to be with
it. We did.
That's part of the Eiffel Tower. You don't talk about the other support systems.
Yeah, man.
I have not talked about him in 30 years, so I think I have the right.
Yeah.
You just can't believe how small his penis was, Ted. That's all.
Shocking. Micro.
Yeah. Well, the rumor... spread around the barracks, so that's another story.
Because you told everybody.
Who else could have spread that rumor?
You're the only
Adam.
One in there. There's three people. You're the only one that tells everybody, hey, Mike's got the smallest penis I've ever seen.
Come on, man.
I couldn't even believe it.
Hey, if I can get more, he can get less. You know what? I don't care.
Okay.
I was in the military and young. So anyway, we hit this place, and I go to take a shower, and I was the only guy that strapped up. He did not. And so I went to take a shower, and all of a sudden I hear yelling in the room, and Mike is beating the ever-living S out of this gal because she was going through our wallets to steal our military ID and cash. And so he retrieved them both. In this particular room, you had a camera that shows inside and outside.
So everybody got to see his teeny tiny penis.
Oh, so basically at the door. So you can see who's coming in or who's coming out.
All right.
And so Mike just beat the crap out of her. She's on the floor bleeding. I was like, dude, we need to get out of here. So we basically just put on shoes, T-shirt, boxers, military tags, grabbed our crap, went down the fire escape like nobody's business, and just ran down the main boulevard. Now, between Juarez and El Paso, they have this thing called the Freedom Bridge.
Yeah.
And so we were just hauling butt with... I believe still at the time it was a Zeta cartel or something like that, but definitely a Mexican gang. And they were chasing over the 45s and whatever else. And all we had to do is hold out our blue cards as we hit the Freedom Bridge on the El Paso side, which is Fort Bliss, Texas, and said, green card, green card, green card. And all of a sudden, everybody locked and loaded and whatnot. We just ran across super fast. I said, Mike, I will never go out with you ever again. You almost got me killed. That is a reason to run. Not a guy with a dog and a T-shirt or something. I've heard all the great stories. Those guys did not run for their life. I was running for my life.
With your best friend that with a small awesome. Penis. With a micro
penis.
With
my friend Mike Bickley. Mike Bickley was a small penis, yes.
Wow. Jesus.
Well, I'm not even sure if he's alive anymore.
The guy, you know why? Because his penis was so small, he just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, he died of a small penis.
Yeah, probably. It's like, you know what? Just jump off a bridge. It's never going to turn out better for you. So.
Damn.
For the record, my friends that have seen my penis, don't wait 30 years and go on a radio show and talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it now.
Yeah. Damn.
Call us now and tell us about Ted's penis.
We were in the Army together. Yeah, you know how Adam's got your back? He's stabbing you in it.
Well, look, man. Yeah, right. I was in this guy's penis was so small, like it has stuck with him.
Damn, man.
I am chased by a Mexican gang. I'm at a whorehouse, but honest to God,
the only thing
his
I think
penis. About it's just so small.
The whole thing, man. It's like it's not that he just has a small penis, but it was small enough to where he actually felt the need to remember it and tell everybody.
So, yes. Okay, so the clip we play for birthdays, your penis is too small.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That conversation goes on for about 3 minutes. She continually says the same thing. Your penis.
It's too small.
For like 2 minutes screaming in the phone. She's sitting in her car. So she's like telling Edwin why she doesn't want to date him anymore.
And it's because it's too small. She was talking to his buddy Mike.
I guess maybe that's where Mike is. What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, that story was insane. But I just can't get over Mike. This poor Mike guy.
Because this is part of his memory.
Right.
Yeah.
A Mexican gang.
You
or the Mexican. Or a side note. His penis was just so tiny.
I got to tell you.
I mean, just so tiny.
A similar situation happens. We go to Juarez, right?
All right.
El Paso. Cross the Freedom Bridge, go to a whorehouse. Or a house of ill repute. Yes.
I'm going to the whorehouse.
I'm getting a girl, and I'm going to the room by myself.
Right.
You guys, I hope we'll do the same. Now, if you guys want to
love you boys. Don't want to be there.
Get some kinky stuff in between you guys, that's cool too. I don't care. I'm just going, and I don't care about the size of my micro penis. It's not that. I just want to hook up with a chick.
See, I do.
So that's all.
You care about
I care about the size of my micro penis. I'm out.
Well, that's where you should go with the other Mike. You'll look bigger.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
hey, Mike, come here, buddy.
Maybe that's
big
why
Mike,
I did it.
Big Mike, little Mike.
Yeah.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-RUN.
Jack up with me and the girl.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
I would never think like, hey, Ted, why don't you come along with us?
Right.
That would not be my MO.
You know how we're here together
like,
all
you
the time.
You got money, I got money. We know we're coming along.
Is that a whorehouse in Juarez? How much could it possibly cost?
Hey, come on.
That's like the Dollar General, man. I mean, like you can afford this on your own.
The strange thing about that area is people do business there all the time.
Sure.
Americans and Mexicans, they cross that bridge all the time to,
correct,
to go to work and everything else. At night, they say it's a little bit questionable if you are on the other side.
Sure. But
other than that, it's supposedly not the most dangerous place to be during the day.
Yeah, I think a lot of places are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like during the day, sure.
Correct.
Sun goes down, weird things happen, man.
No, yeah,
I mean, look, right, I have been to neighborhoods that is fine, but I wouldn't go to it at night.
Right, then the sun goes down, like, gots to go.
Yeah. I mean, Southeast D.C. has always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We were dropping a kid off, and he's like, you better leave. It is almost like the sun's going down.
It's almost like a movie with vampires.
Yeah.
You know, hey, man, when the sun goes down, the vampires come out, right? Yeah. It's the same premise. Like, you can come to this neighborhood, but dude, seriously, the sun sets at 5:58.
And most of the time,
with
that, apparently you don't even need the bridge because the river's dry. Just walk across the riverbed.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
I mean, there's even certain sections, right? Like, 3rd is never great.
No.
But if it's between midnight and 3 a.m., you certainly don't want to be on 3rd down there in the middle of Seattle.
I agree.
Yeah, there's a McDonald's with a walk-up window only for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even go in there.
I can't even believe that place is still open.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
I can say with pride, I have never, ever been to that one.
I've been in there once when we first moved here. And it seemed sketchy when I rolled in, but it's during the day, whatever. And I'm like, man, this is actually reminded me of most of the McDonald's in Baltimore. It did. But there's no other places in Seattle that remind me of that. So kind of blew my mind. And then the longer we lived here, the more I realized, like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, there for food. Look, you go there to make a transaction.
Every time
that's
get,
not for food.
Every time we get DoorDash from McDonald's, that's where it's coming from.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody has to go and pick that
up. Something that gets the McDonald's. Yeah. McDonald's is fine.
It's not McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's that location.
Right.
I'm not saying the nuggets are still nuggets.
If you order them.
Just like Mike's little tiny nuggets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-RUN.
Hello, Logan. Welcome to the men's room.
Micro.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right. So my story is a couple of my friends and I were camping up in Greenwater. And
all right.
We were camping in a little pop-up trailer. Anyways, we were sitting around the campfire, and my sister was with us, and she brought up the fact of what if bears come around. And so we were drinking, and we just kind of chatting it up, saying, no, there's no way that's going to happen, you know. And so our other buddy, he decides to go fishing in a creek, and it's pitch black, dark out, probably midnight, so I don't know why he decided to do that. But
sure, he was sober.
We just hear, yeah, well, he screams at the top of his lungs like he was about to get mauled by a bear. And so we were just talking about it, and so we had it in the back of our mind. We ran faster than I think we've ever ran before, trying to get to him. And you know, we were running into trees, falling over, you know, not sober. And by the time we get to him, he says that he just saw a raccoon.
And oh, Jesus.
Yeah. What was your plan? Say it was a bear. Now you've shown up to help your buddy. Now what?
Well, we had our guns on us. We had just had pistols. It probably wasn't the smartest thing ever, but, you know, it was just one of those things where looking back, it was just, man, I've never seen my other buddy Connor. He's a good fan of the show, but I've never seen him run faster than that night.
From a raccoon. Man.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it was his brother that screamed, but he was, you know, running with us trying to get to him. But
well, sure.
Man. Yeah.
Don't scream like that from a raccoon. By the way, we're talking about micro penis.
Yes, we were mics.
It makes me think about Mike Rowe.
From Dirty Jobs?
Yeah.
No chance.
I'm not saying whether or not he has a micro penis, but I'm saying if I went to school with a guy named Mike Rowe, his nickname would be Mike Rowe Penis. Oh, right, there's no doubt about it. I'm just saying there's no way he did not go through junior high or high school without people calling him Mike Rowe Penis.
Mike, when we were in Baltimore, before he blew up, he would do a Sunday morning real estate show.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm Mike Rowe. Look at these wonderful homes that are now being built in Newcastle or whatever that was. Newtown. Newtown, near Owings Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just go and tour homes every morning, drinking a cup of coffee. Like, that's how I knew Mike Rowe.
He also did QVC.
Yeah.
And if you get the chance, watch, because he's still the same person, right? He's still kind of snarky, and they just give him this garbage to sell. And I can't, was it a lava lamp or it wasn't a lava lamp?
It doesn't matter.
It was something.
There's some great reels of
him. He was trying to sell something, and he's doing the best he can. You can tell he doesn't want to be there. He is Mike Rowe. We just don't know him yet, but he's like, and this lovely whatever the hell it was, blah, 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 and he's talking about it. And he touches it, and he's like, God damn, that's lava hot.
I mean,
like, he was the worst guy, but the best guy ever on QVC.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
For the record, it is a very small percentage of men that actually have a micro penis. And a very small.
How do you know this?
Did you just look?
I just Googled it. I had to find out.
Well, you don't know if.
Hold on. Let me guess.
From a medical standpoint, that it was in fact a micropenis.
I'm going to guess the percentage in the U.S. or worldwide. What do you got here? What are your stats?
What is the definition of a micropenis?
Jesus. micropenis, penis less than 2.5 centimeters, about an inch.
Oh.
So like an inch or smaller.
Oh, an inch is like 3 centimeters,
you'd have to have like
bro.
A nub.
I'm going to guess 4%. 4%
it's
of a micropenis.
It's not even that high.
1.5%.
It's like 1%.
Wow. Not only do you have a micropenis,
and then
like
it's only
really
1 to 2% of the population, they say, that are over 7. So okay, most of us live in that mid-range, even though we don't want to admit it.
Right. Yeah. But, yeah, micropenis. Look, if you say, what percentage do you fall in, the over 7 or the under 1? The guys over 7 are like, yep, yeah, I'm in the minority, man. I got a huge
I've been in a decent amount of locker rooms.
Yeah.
I've been arrested.
What did you do in this locker room?
No, as far as seeing penis, get arrested.
Yeah, see, Mike's reading the stats now over my shoulder. Guys, this sounds horrible. So I've seen a few. Right? But like,
I've seen my fair share of penis.
And you could tell who's got bigger ones and smaller ones, but I don't know that anybody's was small enough that I went, God damn.
Oh, I've seen that.
But would you say it out loud? Yeah, yeah. You can't say it out loud.
I don't want to get in trouble. When they're not excited either, you gotta leave a little room for excitement.
Yeah.
Right. But there still should be a certain amount present.
I will say this. When I had to do the shower in jail. Right. Obviously, I'm self-conscious. And let's just call it what it is. I'm the white guy.
Right.
But I'm like, well, it's jail. I guess it doesn't matter. And I mean, one of the biggest swolled up dudes I've ever seen in my life. And he kept the little wash rag over his junk the entire shower.
Why? Because it was tiny.
I don't know. It had.
He probably thought you were going to be a checker.
Yeah.
I think it had to be that tiny because he was so massive.
You should have asked. Bro.
Excuse me, sir.
Look,
was he
had
like
tats.
On steroids or something like that?
He had tats on his face. Like, I wasn't about to talk to hardly
of course
any.
Not.
I talked to a couple people. Yes, no. That's about it.
One of those tats say micropenis.
Don't
look down.
It boggled my mind because I just assumed I'd be the guy that they'd be like, oh, he's got a tiny one.
Then you put your hands on your hips.
My vision of you is coming out of there like Weird Science. Like, the chicks can't hold their smoke. Like, next thing you know, like, you have like 5 new friends. Like, that's what I've seen you talk to everybody. I cannot imagine, you know, like coming out of there with like 4 new numbers.
Right.
Just 4 new
buttons. His way through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Baltimore Central book it, and that jail was awful. That is a different story.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, the one guy. Right, I said, I'll trade you for your drink. You ain't eat much. I could tell you like to eat. Scared, huh? Yes. Do you want to trade? I'm thirsty. All right, fat boy. That's more of what it's like, Miles.
Jesus.
All right, fat boy.
You're going to degrade me, man. We're both in here.
All right, like, come on.
Damn.
Or you're in a room with 20 dudes, and then because this jail also had a jail on it, right? Uh-huh. Not just central booking. So then the dudes that are in there, I forget the name, but like they clean stuff or whatever. So they come in, and again, at this point, there's 20-some people in this room. There might be one other white guy.
Yeah, but you said he was so hood, all the brothers were
kind of... He was dropping the N-word. Nobody cared. I'm not speaking.
You didn't try?
His brother comes in.
Hey, guys, let me give it a try.
Hey, fellas.
When he goes, brothers, everybody turns around. Now the white man, and I didn't disagree with him about drugs and stuff, but in my head, I was like, it's like, you're the only white man. You're the only white man.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm going to die.
That white devil right there.
There's a wolf amongst us.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803.
No, I'm a domesticated dog.
Right.
It's not me, fellas.
And
it's
he's got a bigger penis than Swole Bro.
Swole, I know. Swole Bro. That's why I was like, well, I can let my thing hang. Swole Bro's scared.
See that guy over there? Penis? Small penis.
You should have pointed out. Look at
that
him.
That guy right there. Put a washcloth over the entire time.
Yeah, ain't got nothing.
Can you imagine showering, hiding it the whole time?
I would go toe to toe with any man.
Show me what you got, brother.
What you got, man?
Yeah. You know, teeny tiny. Or you'd have been surprised, like, oh, damn.
Like a last night.
Yeah. It made me feel better. So honestly, I was so uncomfortable.
My one little victory in jail.
That's right.
Big brother with a little penis.
That's right. Back down, man.
Like what you see, taking a victory we can get.
Here we go. Largest penis I've ever seen was a 5'3" Venezuelan dude. He walked into a shower and hung down to his knee.
Oh, his height. Okay.
It was shockingly large. I can still picture it.
5'3".
Thanks for the text.
Proportions wise, yes, that looks massive.
Yeah, but still.
Richard Sherman's tall.
Right. And still is not proportional.
No.
Yeah.
Well, looks like he's got a walking stick.
Looks like Gandalf with that
old
damn
man
thing.
Winner.
I couldn't turn my head quick enough. Just, God, Jesus.
That's a lot of meaning.
What's up, Sherm?
That's why he played with confidence.
Oh, no doubt.
He was a confident player.
That's why he talked all that trash.
That wasn't his arm up there. Blocking the pass. Yeah. Just threw that thing
He swatted it down with his penis.
Right, it's like Indiana Jones out there.
Grabbed it with one hand.
The penis catch.
Yeah, exactly.
Part of NFL legend. Picked the ball off and ran it back.
Picked off.
Sherman's penis.
The Sherman tip.
The Sherman tip.
That's the name for it.
The most famous play in Seahawks history.
The Sherman tip.
Didn't even use the whole thing.
Kept his arms by his side and everything.
Caught it with his arms.
Well, he had to land. Exactly.
Throw it.
Oh, man. We're going to get a phone call.
No, we're not.
Yeah, from Richard Sherman. Like,
hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for talking.
This is awesome.
Thanks for talking about. Come over to my sports bar. Everything's on me.
Oh, God.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, gentlemen. Afternoon.
Oh, no.
I'm an average penis size guy.
I hear you. Welcome to the club.
Right, yeah, like you're like, not like Mike. Other Mike.
Just quickly, I am as round as a peanut butter jar, but... also, you can get a bidet for about $40 mounted to your toilet. You don't have to go spend a lot of money.
I'm getting one on Wednesday. Pinky's Plumbing's hooking me up. As soon as it gets here from Amazon. Supposed to be here today.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Anyway,
I'm going to go to the toilet paper free lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. I got mine just before the pandemic and the toilet paper shortage of 2000.
And you've had a clean ass for 5.5 years now.
It's awesome. Anyways.
I wear my underwear twice in a row.
I got to run the Olympic torch in 2000 in Tahoe by the fact that my stepdaughter, my middle stepdaughter, who is absolutely everything about a middle child that you can, every cliche about a middle child, she's that. But she got to write a paper about who she admired, and she wrote about me, and her paper won at school. And so I got to run the Olympic torch in Tahoe in 2000.
What?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that
everyone
is,
else
that's,
getting
that's
chased by dogs, snorting bulls.
Is it heavy?
No, it's not. And the really sad part about it is, you know, you got the torch and you want to run really fast, but you're only running a kilometer, and they've got it set for like 8 minutes for a kilometer, which is just above a walking.
Well, my thing is that's just not a normal running posture with your arm above your head. I would get tired, I think.
Yeah, but you get to keep the torch, which is pretty cool. It's $2,000.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. So it sits in my living room as kind of an honor to her, actually.
Now, could you light it? I mean, what kind of fuel is it?
It's a little butane cylinder inside, and you light it from the next person when you trade off.
Yeah, but could you get upstairs?
What we're saying, you right
light
now.
Could you go on the deck and light your grill with it, you know?
No.
All right.
It's a one-time thing, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
And
I'd light everything with that.
Yeah, I can just like think about it this way, like just recharging a light, like a Zippo.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of feeling you can go in there.
Just saying something, hey, brother, you got a light? Like, yeah, hang on, let me get my Olympic torch.
It's not like there's a on and off switch for it. It's just they do something magic about it, and they go, okay, light it, and you light it from the one that you're getting it. Receiving it, and then you do the same thing when you hand it off.
Yeah.
And then you're running with somebody who's a pacer that keeps telling you to slow down because you're really kind of, even though it's cold and dark and a little snowy, you still have all this energy, and you're like, just slow down. You're ahead of schedule because they've got a plan for your life, and you can't run too fast or too slow.
All right. Have you ever heard of anyone injuring themselves, like tripping and falling
or catching their hair,
hair on fire, any of that?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure it happened.
Usually, we had a group of people that were, you know, in my group that, you know, you're running it for, you know, only 8 minutes. So you're in a group of maybe 8 or 9 people.
Okay.
And you guys are going to be the group that's going to run for, you know, 4 miles, basically.
That's pretty cool, though, man.
When I was up at Whistler, that was one of the coolest things. To get the rings down below in the village.
Yeah.
They've got them up on the mountain where the downhill happens.
In both those places, I'm like, this is too much. The actual Olympic ring.
Yeah, I mean, it's Deborah.
It's one of those things where you stop and you go, I need a picture in front of this.
Yes.
This is cool. Oh, let's see here. Your guess is as good as mine. Count of the categories are groceries and obesity. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.